I don't think it's a moral victory at all, but hopefully a learning lesson, and you don't want to keep getting learning lessons in the L column, you know. But that's where it ended up today, so that's the toughest thing about it. Excited that we maybe gained a little bit of confidence, got a little bit of positive sense, you know, in that third period. I like the fact that the defensemen got wrist shots at the net, and there were people at the net, you know, bodies at the net that helped an awful lot. And you know, this weekend I thought we did generate opportunities, what I call pretty solid, you know, maybe not all grade A's, but good B level opportunities. And we didn't seem to do a lot with the shots, you know. We seemed to be hitting the goalie in the chest, hitting the goalie in the stomach, and you know, not really making or make a nine bell save, you know, along the way. And that was probably last night and today. But again, finally, we got some tips, some screens, and things that went in. But the question is, can we bring it to the next game, or bring it to the next weekend? You know, once again, today we started the game giving up a goal in the first probably 80 seconds of the game, whatever it was, and not too long after that gave it another one. And you know, when we made it 2-1, I thought we really had maybe them asleep a little bit, because, you know, win last night and two goals tonight, sometimes that 2-0 lead's the worst one in hockey. But we sort of made a mental error after that to give them the third one, and then they get one, the fourth one, a kind of a funny one. But happy to see, you know, Cali bounce back and play well the last two periods, and, you know, the team rallied in the third.
Coach, in terms of goaltending, you've been splitting them for the games the past 2 weekends. Is that something you see doing for most of the season, or?
I mean, I see it for now. You know, if somebody really separates themselves, then it makes a decision easy. But I've been around enough years to have seen it all, you know, seeing the one goalie be the one right through, rotate all the way through, and, you know, come playoff time, you make a decision, or right near the end, you make a decision. I've seen somebody start, you know, so-so, and second kid comes in and takes over and plays the last 15 or whatever it is. So, but I think with these two goalies, they're both, you know, real talented goalies. One's a little bit older, a little more worldly, where Callie's the kid who's just on the rise. And, you know, when you do something in a year when nothing's expected, you know, part of the learning curve is come back and relax the following year, and I think you're going to see that she will. But it doesn't mean there won't be speed bumps here and there.
You finally got on the board on the power play today. What do you think is the biggest thing going forward to focus on?
I mean, you know, we talked about the 20 pass rule, and we go out and we practice making 20 passes, and if in the 16th pass, you know, somebody misses a pass or throws a miserable pass, you have to start again. So, you know, might take you 50 or 60 or 70 passes to put it together ultimately, but that's, you know, what we've been doing. And last night, the first or second pass, we tried to thread a needle, and I just, you know, couldn't comprehend why or how, but we did. Second power play, I think we kind of did the same thing. Then finally last night, we get a couple chances in the third and fourth one, I think. But today, we just didn't break the puck out well, get it up in the zone. You know, a couple physical errors, a couple structural errors. But then all of a sudden, the second power play, I think we had 13's group, you know, Andy Calderoni, they moved around well. They made some extra passes. We had a couple good chances, a backdoor look, I remember, a one-timer from up high. And so I sent them back out there and said, hey, just do the same thing you did before. And, you know, you probably got a little bit of a break in that. She put a wrist shot to the net, and Julia Shaughnessy used her reach and her size to tip it. But that's part of the game. You know, it doesn't happen if, again, you just throw it away the first time. So you're trying to tire the other team a little, try to get them moving around and open up a couple of seams that do allow you to make a backdoor play or an underneath play that, you know, goes along with, say, the high shots. But, you know, one goal doesn't make a career. Now we got to make it a season-long thing where we can count on ourselves. And, you know, if a team blocks a shot or there's a loose puck, get it and start again, 20 again. And in a game, we don't make 20 passes, but usually it's 4, 5, 6 you want to do that will kind of set you up for something positive.
And Julian Nearest's goal, I don't know if you can see it from the bench or see the replay, but kind of just comments on that talent and her leadership, especially in the third period?
Yeah, that was a neat move, and I think a real nice play from Brooke Disher, if I'm not mistaken, that she found her there. It had to be a little bit of a touch pass, you know, from up high down there, and she came in and obviously made a move that, you know, does take some skill, looking like she's going to go left and then pulls it back right and just kind of feathers one up there in the upper half of the net. So credit to her. Glad to see her get on the board.
What are some positives from the third period that you look to take forward into next weekend and beyond?
I mean, scoring goals, winning a period, you know, somewhat convincingly. We did have two targets there. One was to make sure that we had the shot count win, and the other one was winning the period on the scoreboard. And we did that, you know, with three goals, and I think we outshot them. But, you know, again, all for naught if we don't come ready. You know, it's been three games here, I think, at home where we've given up an early goal, and that's got to end. But what happened in the third is maybe gives them just a little more belief, because the belief we have to gain is scoring goals. You know, I wasn't super excited with what we've done defensively here, but, you know, again, we've got enough of a track record, enough, you know, experience, and the goaltending to be better in that area. So let's see if we can get a little positive in our head offensively.
Obviously, highlight reel goal tonight. Can you walk us through the play and kind of how it feels to get going like that early in the season?
Yeah, it was a 4v4, so we had a lot of more space on the ice. Brooke Disher did a good job on the blue line, stopping them for momentum, and then found me all alone, and been practicing that move for a little bit, but finally worked through, so glad it went. But hopefully got started, but oh well. The loss is lost, but that's it. Yeah, sorry.
And then come back in the third period. What do you think sparked that, and maybe why it happened a little later in the game than earlier?
Honestly, like, we all talked in the locker room. I mean, 5-1's a pretty big deficit to get back on. And I don't know, we just kind of said we just got to take it one goal at a time. And eventually, you know, that was the case. We started a really good forecheck. And started to put the pressure on, and they weren't that good in their own zone, and we took advantage of it.
Thank you.